Thank you for calling the Organization of Staff Analysts Newsline for the week starting Monday, April 1st. The union has recently been asked to provide clarification on how retroactive wage increases work for those members in titles that have only recently been certified to the union. Please note that if your title joined the union subsequent to any of the effective dates for OSA's retroactive wage increases, which is September 6, 2021, September 6, 2022, and September 6, 2023, you will only receive those increases that occurred after your title joined the union as part of the OSA contract implementation. Members in these titles that were unrepresented or managerial before joining OSA are expected to receive their owed retroactive payments for those prior periods once the applicable managerial pay orders are implemented. Mayoral agencies have announced May 10 as the pay date for managerial employees, while health and hospitals has yet to announce a pay date for their managerial staff. Those newly certified titles and the date they joined the union are as follows. Associate Director of Hospitals joined December 13, 2021. Chart Abstractor joined March 14, 2023. Confidential Strategy Planner Fire, Confidential Strategy Planner Finance, and Confidential Strategy Planner NYSERS joined September 13, 2022. Confidential Strategy Planner Buildings and Confidential Strategy Planner Kings County DA joined June 1st, 2023. Director Information Services joined November 30th, 2021. Director Systems and Programming joined November 14, 2022. Director of Healthcare Program Planning Analysis joined November 14, 2022. And Infection Control Preventionist joined February 8, 2023. Again, if your title joined the union after any of the September effective dates, you will not be receiving that portion of the retroactive money under the OSA contract. Instead, you will receive it under the managerial pay orders. This week, the union is hosting a chapter meeting at Harlem Hospital, and there are bargaining sessions scheduled with both the New York City Transit Authority and the Office of the Public Advocate. That is all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.